On Thursday afternoon, Dave Bonilla stood outside the Strasbaugh Apartments on Gastineau Avenue, smoking a cigarette and gazing at a gash in the mountainside adjacent to the building. He's lived there for more than 5 years. The night before, a torrent of soil, rocks, and large trees slid down Mount Roberts, barely missing the building. Bonilla says he really didn't know what had happened.
I have no idea. I was asleep, and it came down, I guess, woke everybody else in the building up, but I was out.
Monica Johnson also lives there with her husband and two young children. She was at work, listening to the police scanner when the landslide struck.
And I hear on the dispatch saying that 265 just reported that a tree and some boulders came down and hit the apartment building next to their house. So I'm looking at Google Maps going, oh my gosh, it's on Gastineau Street.
All of the residents living there were safely evacuated at about 11 p.m. But this isn't the first time they've had to evacuate the building. A landslide occurred in the same spot just last summer. You can still see the scar on the mountainside. Juneau and Gastineau Avenue in particular are prone to landslides. The street is in a severe landslide hazard zone, according to maps the city commissioned in 2022 but didn't adopt. Gastineau Avenue has a long history of landslides. In 2022, a landslide hit three homes and knocked out power on the street. In 1936, Juneau's deadliest landslide killed 15 people and buried parts of downtown in thick mud. And back in 1920, a landslide destroyed 16 buildings on Gastineau Avenue and South Franklin Street, killing four people. Looking at the mountain, Johnson says Wednesday night's landslide has her family looking for a more secure place to live.
All of this has happened to us several times, and anything can come down. Like those two trees on the side, they kind of creep me out, because if those were to fall, they could, you know, smash right into our building.
Ryan O'Shaughnessy is the emergency programs manager at the City and Borough of Juneau. After the landslide, he went to the building with first responders from Capital City Fire and Rescue to assess the damage to the building.
They looked up the slide and identified a bunch of loose material further up the slide path. So some more trees with exposed root wads up the slide path.
O'Shaughnessy says that because more rainfall was expected overnight, he was concerned it could cause more soil and trees to slide downhill. That's when the city decided to evacuate the building. He says the city planned to open an emergency shelter, but the owner of the building booked hotel rooms for the 15 displaced residents instead. The city lifted that evacuation order around 10 a.m. Thursday. O'Shaughnessy returned to the building in the morning to assess the damage.
Very, very little, if any, damage to the building at all.
Last year's landslide caused more damage. Johnson says a tree smashed the electrical box and damaged the foundation. Her family was displaced for more than 2 months while the building was being repaired. O'Shaughnessy says there isn't a way to predict landslides in Southeast Alaska yet. But when emergency responders and planners can assess the site and see an imminent threat, they issue evacuation orders to keep people safe. With help from Alex Solomon, I'm Clarice Larson in Juneau.